Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
First, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Emmett Malone in the Irish Times reports that the prospect of major disruption to Aer Lingus services over the coming weeks has increased after pilots voted by a large margin in favour of industrial action in a dispute over pay. 98% of members of the Irish Airline Pilots Association who voted indicated they were in favour of industrial action, up to and including a strike in support of their claim for increases in pay totalling 23.8% over 3.5 years. The turnout was also said to be 98%. Talks between the two sides continued last night, however, and the union's executive has not yet made any decision on the nature or timing of any industrial action in the event they produce a deal. Staying with aviation, Sean Murray in the Irish Examiner reports that there will be a massive crisis at Dublin Airport this Christmas due to its insane passenger cap, with fares costing €1,000 for a return trip, Michael O'Leary has claimed. The Ryanair boss told the Oireachtas committee he would make a fortune this Christmas, which suited him fine, but that the government and politicians would get the blame for it. The 32 million passenger cap at Dublin Airport is restricting growth at the airport, Mr. O'Leary said, adding that other countries in Europe are laughing at the failure of Ireland's aviation policy and the cap must be scrapped. Owen O'Hare in the Business Post reports that the government's PRSI reforms, which are set to produce annual government savings of $1.6 billion by 2028, will reduce the average household's disposable income by 0.6%, according to a new report. Increased rates of PRSI aimed at retaining the state pension age at 66 will impact higher earning households more than those on lower wages, the ESRI has found. The impact of the reforms is likely to vary based on gender and age, resulting in an increase in child poverty rates, the ESRI report said. The government plans, which will see PRSI rates raised 0.7% by 2028, aim to avoid future shortfalls in the social insurance fund, out of which the state pension is paid.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.